Dr. Aaron Morassari is in the studio with me tonight. He's the pastor at Washington United Church of Christ in Camp Washington. The church is coming up on its 50th anniversary, and we're going to learn more about the church, the community it's in, and the good works the congregation is involved in. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's good to be with you. So I mentioned the church's 50th anniversary, but actually the church began in 1872, as I understand it. What happened in 1970?
You are right. So the church began in 1872, and originally it was called Washington German Evangelical Church. Like many churches here in Cincinnati, it was founded by German settlers. And for 100 years, it served Camp Washington, which was primarily, again, people of German descent and people from Appalachia. After World War II, demographics began to shift nationally, and we certainly saw it here in Cincinnati and Camp Washington as well. There was some degree of white flight, and then there was also more African Americans who came into the neighborhood. And it became Washington United Church of Christ in 1957, when the United Church of Christ was born. A lot of the long-term families had left the neighborhood. The congregation was dwindling. And in fact, the church was scheduled to close. There was a young pastor named Reverend David Schwab, who is now retired but still serves a church here in Cincinnati. He wasn't even assigned to the church. He just felt called to bear witness to what was going on at Washington UCC. And the women of the church were divvying up the altar cross, the paraments. And Pastor Dave said, "What would it take for you to stay open? What would it take?" And the women of the church, the lifeblood of the church then and today, and they said, "Well, you know, we would like a good sermon every Sunday, and we would like pastoral care, and we would like to have a mission." And they began to plot in many ways how this could happen. And the response from sister churches in Cincinnati was amazing. All of a sudden, there were churches saying, "You can have our pastor for one Sunday a month. We're going to give you $500 a month." And the people of the church looked around at Camp Washington and they said, "Well, we know our identity. We are the neighborhood church." So in 1970, the church made the decision that the aim is not how many people we can get into worship on Sunday. It is how we can be a church in the neighborhood of Camp Washington, which is challenged by homelessness, poverty, drug addiction, returning citizens, felons who have done their time and are needing a place where they can have community. And so in 1970, the church identity really shifted away from this old German evangelical and became a place where we say, "This is your church, even if you never come to worship here." And it's pretty remarkable because, you know, I'm a full-time pastor and my salary is only paid because all of these other churches and corporations and individuals give of their time, talent, and treasure. We are unique in being a church in which a lot of people, a lot of church groups from out of state, they come to us every year and they volunteer at Christmas or they volunteer during the summer to help us with our 8-week-long summer camp, which is free to neighborhood kids. But we can only do that because, again, of the time, talent, and treasure of other people.
So there is real community there, larger as well as in the neighborhood. Before we went on air tonight, we talked a little bit about what Camp Washington is today, because I think many of us think of it as a place where we get delicious chili. So talk a little bit about how Camp Washington is staying the same, but also how it's changing, if you would.
Yes, and we are very, very proud of Camp Washington chili. You know, it is a source of neighborhood pride, and I argue with other people that I think it's the best chili in Cincinnati, but I'm biased. So Camp Washington, there are some very exciting things going on. We have a lot of young artists, and there are cooperatives, and there are galleries. There are people who live in Camp Washington, and they come here purposefully. One, because yes, they can afford the rents, but also because they really like kind of the funky feel of Camp Washington. I mean, it's close to the bone. We don't have a whole lot of thrills, but we do have very honest people and people who take care of one another. So we have two coffee shops that just opened up. There are new businesses. Of course, Northside Meats is a longtime resident of Camp Washington. They employ a lot of people. They are very good to our church. So like many neighborhoods, you know, with what happened with Over the Rhine over the past few decades, you're seeing some of that in Camp Washington. You know, there are concerns about gentrification, but I also think that there's enough ownership of the community by people who have four, five, six generations going back. So Camp Washington isn't violent, but it is a place where you will see prostitution, you will encounter drug abuse and use, people who have mental illness who are looking for a place. And I feel so honored to be at a church where we rarely close our doors. And we serve community lunch Monday through Thursday, 12 to 12:30. And we don't turn people away. You know, even if people are high, we give them a plate and we say, you got to eat outside, but we don't turn them away. And I think that that sort of feeling at the church extends to the neighborhood as a whole. And I think that that is what is really resonating with a lot of people. I'm Generation X, and there are a number of Gen X and millennials who are coming and staying in Camp Washington. So it's an exciting time for us as a neighborhood.
Well, and certainly your congregation, as I understand it, is small but mighty, I would say, in that you have a number of programs. You've alluded to two, lunch, important to keep people alive, a summer program for children. Tell us about some other things that you're involved in.
So, yeah, we are a small congregation, less than 20 people, many of whom are retired. But through the school year, Monday through Thursday, we have homework club. And in our vans and sometimes our personal cars, we pick up kids from school. We bring them back to the church. We feed them a home-cooked meal. And then we have volunteers from my alma mater, Xavier University, University of Cincinnati, and Northern Kentucky University, who come and tutor. We have retired teachers. We have a PhD candidate who comes and spends a lot of time with the kids. And so we're very involved in the lives of these kids. And even if they move out of Camp Washington, this program did a story a few weeks back on the high rate of evictions in Hamilton County. And we're on the front lines of that. Camp Washington is one of the last places that people will rent before they become homeless. And so we see people come in out of the neighborhood. And when they have kids, we stay in touch and we maintain our connection with those kids. We also have a free store. It's called Camp Cupboard and Closet. And I love the signage says where everything is free. And that's open 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 12 to 3 o'clock, except for the third Thursday of the month. And people come and can get up to 5 pounds of frozen meat, canned vegetables, various accoutrements for the household, books. But they also get a smile and a hug and someone and more than one who will listen to them and are involved in their lives. We have a very big Thanksgiving ministry that we do. And so, you know, I'm putting this out for all the listeners on Tuesday, November 26th from 12 to 3. And I understand we'll have the information up on the website. People can go and consult. We are giving out 100 complete Thanksgiving meals to the first 100 people who show up. And we do this every year because we believe that during the time of Thanksgiving, when you are poor, when you are homeless, when you are food insecure, you feel it more profoundly. Because as a nation, we're in a way kind of celebrating gluttony and, you know, getting together and we can eat as many pies as we want and whatever it might be. And so this is an ongoing ministry every year. And then we also have a Christmas ministry that's limited specifically to Camp Washington and the 45214 area code. So we never turn anyone away. We center the marginalized. This is a church that takes very seriously that we are part of the neighborhood. This isn't charity. This isn't, you know, condescending, we'll give you a hand up. This is, we're in the trenches with you and we care about you. And you can see that on the faces of people who come in. You know, there's a lot of chaos, especially as it's getting colder and there are people who are worried about where they're going to be able to stay. They know that starting at 9 a.m, when I get there, when Debbie, our food ministry person, gets there, that there's hot coffee and they can come in and there's donuts and they can talk to us or they can play cards. You know, they can write their journal entries. They've got a place where they can come and be.
So much of creating community is establishing trust. And obviously, you know that and are very involved in it. And I want to thank you for being inspirational to all of us here tonight, and certainly wish you continued strength in your ministry and the Camp Washington neighborhood. Thanks so much for visiting with us.
Thank you so much for having me here. And anyone who ever wants to come to volunteer, we always have things for people to do.
Yes, sounds like it. I've been talking with Dr. Aaron Morris-Sari, pastor of Washington United Church of Christ in Camp Washington. The church is involved in a variety of good works to help the community. If you'd like to learn more and get involved, you'll find information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.